Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom. You know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Welcome to our free Friday show, and we're happy to be here on Extreme Talk XM 165. It's Friday the 13th. I hope nothing bad happened to you today. I actually think Friday the 13th is kind of lucky.
I don't really trip off it at all.
I don't trip off it either. But you have something to think about.
I mean, when you were younger, it was this whole, like, spooky things people would talk about right. While they're in school, but then you're like, you're over.
Okay, so forget
you
it.
Don't even
I
remember.
Won't even bring that up.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm full. I had a huge lunch, and I'm having a hard time breathing.
What? You?
I know.
Have a huge lunch?
I had the biggest lunch ever. It was like a bibimbap. Do you know what that is? It's Korean food. And it's rice and egg and vegetables and chicken and an egg, like a full egg, and kimchi. It was just very
filling. Sounds disgusting.
It was really good. It reminded me of my college days. We used to eat them. So anyway, that's all with me. But then I'm excited for the weekend. I'm so friggin' ready.
What do you got going on?
I'm going to this fundraiser tonight. It's a casino night. So it's like gambling. It's for a friend's school that he's works at or something. Uh-huh. And we are going to that. I'm going to that with some friends. And then I don't really know what else. Hopefully it'll be nice outside. Go to the park again, see naked gay men running around.
Yeah, I heard it might. Well, I know in Southern California, I heard it's going to rain on Friday.
Because really?
I was supposed to actually be at Coachella this weekend.
Are you sad you're not going?
Nah, kind of, because they're doing this really cool thing. You know, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, right? Well, there was a guy that like sung a lot of choruses, hooks they call him. His name was Nate Dogg, and he died, okay,
wow.
Just this year. So what they're going to do is they're going to have a hologram of him performing the songs with them on stage.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and I really just want to see how it's done because I've seen this done before, just but like online,
right.
Where they did it with a band called the Gorillaz and stuff like that. And I think that's actually pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
I'd like to see how it's executed. I don't get to see it. And they're not streaming it on YouTube over the weekend.
Why?
So I'm upset.
They're not streaming Coachella? You think they would?
Well, they do, but they're just not streaming the Dr. Dre part because Dr. Dre doesn't want to do it, apparently. That's what I heard through the grapevine.
Whatever.
But anyways, so this weekend, tomorrow, I'm going to a chocolate festival.
Really? Where?
over at Pixar Studios.
Okay, you love Pixar.
Yeah.
You go there all the time.
I go there all the time.
The Chocolate Festival. I want to go.
It's one of the advantages of living where we live in San Francisco. We got all these amazing places around.
Exactly.
Like Zynga and Facebook, and they just have like crazy parties. And somehow we weasel our way in.
That's great. Chocolate Festival sounds like an orgasmic dream.
And then the day after that, I'm going to a taco festival.
Chocolate and tacos.
Yeah, but it's not a vagina one. It's actual tacos.
I wasn't thinking vagina, but thanks for clarifying.
I mean, we do a sex show, correct?
We do a sex show. People think tacos are like vaginas. Is that it? Right.
Yeah, you never heard?
I heard of like the pink taco. Yeah, I get it. But, I'm down with that. Speaking of vaginas, today's show is... about female ejaculation. April showers bring May flowers. Have you ever heard that saying?
Yes.
So April showers. We're talking about female ejaculation. And we've got
That's when they pee on you. Correct?
No, it is not urine.
It's when they urinate. When a woman ejaculates. Golden showers.
It's not urine. It's totally different than urine. And any woman can learn how to ejaculate. And we're going to teach you how to get your...
Why would you want to?
A lot of guys think it's hot, and a lot of women think it's hot.
It's messy as hell.
Menace, you and your friggin' OCD messiness is getting to be a problem with your sex life.
Hold on, real quick.
Ugh, what?
Does it do anything for you? Does it give you a heightened orgasm? And don't just say, because I just said that. What does it actually do for you?
It feels good.
It feels good. Okay. Yeah. Well, if it feels good, then.
Do you think it's hot? Have you ever had a woman ejaculate?
Yes.
No,
I thought she peed all over the place and my sheets were all
wet.
Okay,
well, that's what we're going to talk about today. We get tons of emails about female ejaculation, and it actually is not urine. I mean, sometimes a woman can urinate on you, but it's clear fluid. It doesn't leave a urine stain on your bed. It comes from the urethra, the G-spot stimulation. So we're going to talk about that. And then we've also got a list of 10 things all guys want in bed. We're going to see if that's true. We're going to discuss it. You like that one?
Yes.
Better than female ejaculation?
Yes, of course.
And today's show is brought to you by Good Vibes, Good Vibrations. Use coupon code GVEMILY15 for 15% off all your purchases at goodvibes.com. Good Vibes is an amazing sex toy store based here in San Francisco, but they've got a wonderful online store with all the best toys. They only carry the best toys, like my favorite, the Mimi, which I've been talking about all week by Juju. I love it. It's the most powerful handheld vibrator, and it's great for couples to use. It's the Mimi by Juju. You should check that out and use coupon code GVEMILY15.
Good.
If you want to. Isn't that cool?
Have you been watching any TV lately?
Oh, gosh. No, I haven't.
Nothing?
No, I have not watched one thing in like weeks.
I watched some.
I fell off the wagon.
I watched some Bethany.
And?
Ever After.
Do you like it?
On Bravo. And yeah, her assistant's leaving her.
Why?
Her assistant wants to go get, live with her boyfriend in another state.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I want to settle down and blah, blah. I think because her assistant's been with her since the beginning.
Right.
And I think maybe it's just like.
Exhausting.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe that. Or it also, Bethany made like a ton of money and now is successful. And then maybe like she's still probably getting paid the same rate. And
maybe.
It's like, all right, maybe I don't know anything about the financial situations between it. But maybe I was thinking to myself, why would she leave at this point?
They
still got TV shows going on. Bethany's about to get a talk show. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, Ellen
Ellen's producing it.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is
huge.
So cool.
That's mega huge. And I'm
huge.
I'm like, why would this chick leave? And then
maybe she's not as career focused. Just because you work for someone like that, maybe she really wanted to focus on her boyfriend and her life. But I haven't seen it. No, I've got them all DVR'd. And it's on the list. Maybe I'll watch some TV this weekend.
Yes,
but I've meant to. I it's on the list of things to do.
So like that's pretty much what I watched lately. And then Chloe Lamar. I love watching.
You love that?
Yeah, because it's just a crazy transition to watch them, you know, just up and leave Los Angeles because he got traded and they don't know what to do. And seeing them go through all that kind of stuff. That happens to people in everyday life where they have big decisions.
So it seems more relatable.
Yeah, where people have big decisions. Oh, you know, I got this huge job offer across the country. You know, I almost left you a long time ago. I don't know if you even know this.
No.
Well, no, I mean, we weren't really doing a lot of shows
together.
It's when I got my night show like a couple
years
ago.
Yeah,
at the same time, a lot of people don't know, but I was getting offer to go work on a morning show in Chicago.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you didn't go, because then we wouldn't be here talking about sex.
I know, we wouldn't.
Do you think you're going to have sex this weekend? We would be nowhere. Do you think you're going to have sex intercourse this weekend?
I'll probably have intercourse this weekend.
So there is someone that you're kind of seeing?
No.
Well, how do you know? Is the same woman from last weekend?
No.
A different woman?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, man. You can't hold me down.
Can't hold you down.
Just because you're all getting in exclusive relationships now, just because you're turning over a new leaf.
I'm not turning over a new leaf.
Don't try to push
it on me. I'm not turning over a new leaf. I'm just exploring it.
Oh, really? Just because you got a boyfriend now doesn't mean you got to put it on me to get locked down.
I would not use those words.
I should get a girlfriend
now? Boyfriend makes me tense. No, I'm just saying.
Because you got a boyfriend, I should get a girlfriend?
You shouldn't start saying boyfriend.
So we should be all – everybody should be held down and planning on their future and getting married. Correct. Because –
No, I'm dating someone regularly, and I'm not cheating on him.
Oh, so you are dating somebody.
I'm not cheating on him.
Oh, so then it's your boyfriend.
No, I mean, yes.
I mean, if you're in an exclusive relationship.
This is a hard topic for me. Because it really was never what I was about, but I really like this guy.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's really cool.
When do you put it on Facebook?
Oh, my God, never. I don't believe that you should share your relationship status on Facebook, ever.
Yeah, you should. If you really love the person you're with, then who cares if people know, oh, my God, I have a girlfriend, or, oh, my God, I have a boyfriend, or, oh, my God, I have a husband. Put it on there. You should be proud that you have a significant other.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
When hell freezes
over. Oh, yeah, just because the people that don't want to do that is the people that want to keep their options open
That's
for the bigger,
true.
Better picture. It's fine. Whatever. Just admit it. There's
it's
no
true.
Other reason to do it. Every person that
because
I talk
then when
to that
break
does
up,
it,
everybody's like, oh, what happened? And then you got to when you – When you change it back?
No. It doesn't.
Yes, it does. No. Emily's no longer. Emily's gone from relationship to single.
You're trying to tell me about Facebook? You're trying to tell me about
Facebook
right now.
It says you've gone from relationship to single. And then everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry. What happened?
That it used to do that. You don't, it doesn't, you don't have to
it doesn't
go through
do that anymore?
You don't have to go through that no more.
No more?
Unless people are like really stalking your page.
He's actually already done it with a girl before. He's done the relationship status thing and he didn't really like it either.
That's cool. You guys
she made him do it.
You know,
I got my options open, baby. I never know who I'm going to be meeting.
Just, you know, live the swinger life, man.
I'm not a swinger yet. Although I've been invited to a swinging. Do you want to go to this party I got invited to?
Fuck no. It's no like a party that you get invited to I would ever want to go
was,
to.
Come on. That's mean. That's a mean thing to say.
Every party that you have described is a party that it seems like I would never want to go to.
You won't want to go to
this
one.
But if it was a party for you, then I would go to support it.
We're going to have another intern party at my house, and we'll do it on a Friday or Saturday.
Thank God.
That was fun, the last one.
It was, but fuck, man, I had to go home.
I know, and I fell asleep on the
People
couch.
Don't know this, but I get up super early in the morning every morning, and for some reason, every time Emily has an event, maybe, you know, going to Las Vegas, or just an event at her house, it's always in the middle of the week.
So I'm supposed to revolve my schedule around you, because you have to wake up at 3 a.m.
Yes. Who has been around since the beginning of time? Who has never left you?
You never left me.
Yeah, so why can't you just plan something on a Friday so we can
I'm
be
going
together?
I'm going to plan something stupid. You're out of town every weekend in Vegas where I'm not invited.
In May, but that's, you know, that's just business stuff.
Oh, shut up, Menace. This is business, too. It's that's all just, business. I don't know.
You're not going to want to go to the Billboard Awards. You don't care about that kind of stuff.
Is it musicians?
Even know any, yeah, you wouldn't even know any of the
Billboard?
People there.
I don't want to go.
See?
But I would go to Vegas and just hang out. I was just there. It was
yeah,
super
but I'll
fun.
Be like doing.
I don't need
stuff.
To hang out with you the whole time.
Then why even come with me?
Because we'd have fun when we did get to hang
yeah,
out. Okay, whatever.
True that.
Whatever. Okay, I'm going to move into some sex in the news.
All right.
Okay. Sex in the news. Clean up on aisle 3. Best Buy CEO resigns after using company money for an affair.
Oh, that's why he resigned.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's a problem even the Geek Squad couldn't fix. Why? You heard about it?
Well, no, I didn't know why he resigned. I was actually going to Best Buy yesterday, and I was walking in. I was with a friend of mine, and I said, oh, I just read today that the CEO resigned.
Right.
And I go, wow, that's a new revelation. I did not know this.
I love this. Listen to this. It's a problem even the Geek Squad couldn't fix. Best Buy's head, Brian Dunn, abruptly quit yesterday when the board of directors began investigating him for an extended warranty to a female employee. According to Best Buy, an internal audit was called after the board learned of Dunn's something, and Dunn controlled alt deleted his career before the investigation was over. So whatever, he was using company money too for an affair. They were using all this terms, extended warranty. Caught up.
If you're the CEO, you have enough money. You don't need to use company money for stuff.
It's always the CEO who has the affair. And then I was just seeing this morning that John Edwards, that he's finally going to trial because of the affair he had with his campaign photographer. And he was using campaign funds to fund the affair. Like, people are idiots. If you're running a campaign, you're running a company, you're running a corporation, you're running the country. These are the people, because they have the most power and the most money, that they think that they can have an affair and no one's going to know, and they're untouchable because they have all this power. But
use
really,
your own money. Like, you don't need to use company money. These are
greedy,
people are
greedy,
like,
mofos.
Super rich. You know who should get more money?
Who?
The CEO of Taco Bell. Love that guy. He only makes $2.5 million a year for Taco Bell.
That's crazy.
Taco Bell's huge.
How do you know this?
I know random facts.
I know.
Napa. You go to Napa all the time, right?
And my mom's coming out in a month and we're going to Napa. Yeah.
You know Napa, California?
I've heard of it.
Napa, California has over 400 wineries, but only produces 4%
I know,
of California's,
you told me that, right.
California's wine output.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
what
told
else
me that.
You want to know? I'll tell you everything.
Tell me one more thing. You told me that one already, though, so it doesn't count.
Okay. Clint Eastwood was born in San Francisco.
Okay. Fascinating.
How about that? And Bruce Lee.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Okay, that's some good news. Okay, baldness drug link to sex problems. That's a bummer.
See, that.
God damn it. It's like, we'll give you a full head of hair, but you can't get an erection.
Yeah, like, what's up with pills, man? Like, oh, we'll give you an erection, but you'll go blind.
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't understand.
It's so unfair. Why? Or the antidepressants. Like, oh, we'll make you really happy, but you can't have an orgasm.
Yeah, you can have a boner forever, but you can't splooge.
Exactly. Okay, so it sounds like a would-you-rather question, baldness or sexual dysfunction. But for hundreds of men who take Propecia, which I know a lot of men do, a baldness drug, the choice is very real. As of today, Propecia's packaging will now include warnings about libido, orgasm, and ejaculation disorders, and reports of infertility that occur after patients stop using the medicine.
Damn.
Though casual links between Propecia and sex problems aren't clear, enough reports have come in for the FDA to require new labeling. Do you know how many friggin' men use Propecia?
A lot.
Or some kind of hair growth drug? You're lucky you're not losing your hair yet. You got a full head of hair.
A lot of guys. I was actually making fun of some DJ was trying to talk crap to me on Twitter.
Oh, right. You called him bald.
And I started referencing Propecia. And then I should go back and say, hey, you know.
How's your limp dick?
Yeah, how's your limp dick?
Yeah.
Propecia guy.
Exactly. Not only bald, but you got a limp dick and you can't ejaculate. That is a bummer because you got to choose. Okay. Congrats to Mr. and Mrs. Big. Chris Noth marries in Maui. So Ooh. Sex and the City star Chris Noth, who was Carrie Bradshaw's Mr. Big, got himself a good wife when he tied the knot with his longtime girlfriend, Tara Wilson, during a sunset ceremony in Hawaii. The wedding was small and intimate with only 10 close friends and family members in attendance. Chris is 54 and Tara is 30.
Really?
They've been together since 2002.
Well, who cares?
So that's 27-year difference.
Eh, whatever.
Wow.
What's his name? Baldwin? He just married, what, a 26-year-old and he's 50-something?
Guys are lucky.
Yeah, we get better with age.
Yeah, you do. It's true. I'm attracted to older men a lot.
And then I feel sorry for women that are attractive. You should – any woman that's like mildly attractive or, you know, you're just okay.
Mildly attractive?
Yeah, you should just thank your lucky stars that you're not attractive, because it's all just downhill from here.
You mean after you get past a certain age?
Yeah, it's just all downhill. Then everyone's going to be like, oh, I remember when she was so hot. But at least if you're like – just okay looking, you never have to worry about that.
That's true. That's true. That's a good sign for all the ugly people.
Ugly people embrace, because you know what? Everyone's going to get ugly at some point.
I'm not.
Busted.
It's going to suck. It's going to happen soon. Okay, China censors Kate Winslet's 3D breasts for fear audiences will try to touch them.
What?
The 3D revamp of Titanic is exciting news for a lot of people, but especially for those who can't tell the difference between real and imaginary boobs. The Chinese government has taken measures to prevent any mishaps in theaters caused by the vivid three dimensions of Rose's breasts. And the famous sequence in which Jack sketches his naked lover will only feature Kate Winslet's head and shoulders. China figures.
China is always trying to hold people down.
China is. They do a lot of of censorship and stuff like that.
Yeah, crazy movies. Censorship.
Crazy. Any other sex in the news that you heard about today in your TMZ readings or anything?
No, I was hanging out with Skrillex's girlfriend today. Skrillex is a big-time producer, world-renowned DJ guy
cool.
for dubstep music. And I was hanging out with his lovely lady. She's a huge singer in the UK. Her name's Ellen Goulding today, and she was quite sweet. So I say support her music.
Okay, Ellie Goulding?
Yeah, but it was so funny because I guess she was just at Disneyland with him and in Los Angeles, and she had to fly up here to San Francisco to do some radio stuff, and she was wearing one of his jackets.
Oh.
It said Skrillex on it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That is cool, man. Okay, well, I've got some emails.
All right, what do you got?
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also go right to the website, and you can email straight from there where it says Ask Emily. Our website is sexwithemily.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex with Emily. And you can follow Menace at White Menace.
On everything.
Everything.
On Instagram. Let's do Instagram.
That's all you want to do?
I want to do Instagram and Tumblr. All the other ones I can take care of.
It's you don't fine. Want people to follow you on Twitter,
you can follow
Facebook?
Me on Twitter and Facebook. That's cool. But, you know, Instagram... I share a lot of stuff on Instagram that I don't share.
Way
on
too much stuff.
Else. No, I don't.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
You just don't follow enough people. That's why. So that's you only see my photos.
I know. I don't follow enough people because I don't have time. I don't go on it that much. But it's on my. I'm going to do it.
You don't have time? What are you talking about? You always have your phone here. That's where it's on.
I'll take a picture of you and post it after the show.
Are you feel like that? I am giving you too much crap right now. Are you getting exhausted?
No. I just can't breathe because I ate too much. I'm unbuttoning my pants.
Are you serious?
Do you ever do that?
No.
You never unbutton your pants when you can't breathe?
Nope. I don't do that. But I mean,
so much better.
I know old men do that when they have.
I am an old man
meal.
Right now. I had the biggest lunch ever and I'm dying still.
Would you be able to form sexually right now?
No. I wouldn't even look at a dick if it came my way. I would be like.
But if
no.
guys like, look, I'm, you know, I'm really horny right now. And then you would deny
push away
services?
Any boner. I would deny.
Really?
I can't put anything else in my mouth right now.
Damn.
If he wanted a bone, if he wanted a blowjob or something like that.
All right.
I just feel like I can't. So, yeah. Okay. Dear Emily, as to why you should send me a condom care package, I'm recently divorced after 21 years. Think I'm going to need them. Recently found your podcast on iTunes. Actually, just what I need. He didn't sign his name and he wants condoms. We've got a bunch of lifestyle condoms to give away. If you want condoms,
no,
let us
where
know.
Are they?
Dude.
You said you were going to bring me some.
Shut
more.
Up, Menace. Don't even bring this up. I brought
what?
Menace a whole friggin' pack.
What?
And he gave them to his friend who was going to some festival. And
he was going to South by Southwest for 2 weeks.
And he thought his friend needed them more than he did. Just yeah. Come by the office. We'll give you a bunch of stuff.
All right. I'm looking for – keep on reading, but I'm looking for some tweets because I know some listeners were tweeting me lately.
Okay.
And I want to reply.
You'd like to read the tweets?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Emily, I am 40 years old. Are there any supplements that can truly increase the female libido? I am married and we have a good sex life, but sometimes I'm not as horny as I used to be. Always satisfied, but I would like to pump it up more a little. Thank you, Amy from White Lake, Michigan.
White Lake.
We love our Michigan. I have got a great one for you because I've been taking it for the last 6 weeks. It is called Hot Rocks. That's RAWKS, hotrocks.com from Raw Nation. And it's a certified organic aphrodisiac for men and women. It intensifies pleasure and interest in sex. It increases libido, lubrication, and circulation. It increases sexual performance at peak levels, helps to balance hormones by producing the right amount of testosterone for women. Women do not have enough testosterone. Doesn't mean you're going to grow a mustache or a dick. Prolonged use can cause sexually related dreams. That's awesome. So there's also some topical estrogen products available for application. Some women do go on prescription testosterone in hopes of experiencing like a rapid improvement in their libido. But testosterone should only be prescribed after careful, thoughtful evaluation and testing. For sometimes women, there isn't a simple pharmaceutical fix for sex drive, but feel more sexually energized, you can try Hot Rocks. Again, it's hotrocks.com, RAWKS, and I've been taking it for about 6 weeks. I love them, and if you go there and you get a and they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which I think is amazing. So if you don't like them, you don't feel a difference, just get your money back. And when you go to their page, you just click on how you heard about it. You can say the Sex with Emily Show. And, yeah, I love friggin' 30-day money-back guarantee. I'll almost buy anything that's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Because you're like,
of course you would.
Is this all true? Intensifies your pleasure? And I have been feeling a little bit hornier and energized since I've been taking them.
Women.
Do you want a bottle? I have some.
On you right now? On your person?
No, in my office.
All right. Women return a lot of stuff, though. You guys return stuff like crazy. Guys don't return stuff as much. I can't even remember the last time I returned
something. I return
something.
Everything. I buy stuff. I return it. Change my mind. I get buyer's remorse. I get buyer's remorse all the time. I just don't even shop because it makes me tense. I'm like, what if it has another color? What if I don't really want it? What if I don't wear it? Like, I return everything.
You're right, though.
It is kind of a chick thing.
It's totally a chick thing.
Yeah. What'd you find on your Twitter?
On my tweets, I can't find some questions that I had, but I had some people congratulate. We haven't even mentioned the TV show.
We've got a TV show.
Give it a quick mention.
Okay. So, Menace and I shot a reality TV show.
It's your show.
It's my show. Menace is in it. It's called Misadvised. It's going to be on Bravo Television, Bravo TV. You can check it out at bravotv.com and search for Misadvised, two words. And it is a reality show based on my dating life and my work life, and do I practice what I preach? So we shot it for actually 2 months in November and December. We couldn't tell any of you what was going on. We were playing a lot of repeats of shows. People were upset. We're sorry. That is why. But there's a trailer. You can check it out. It's on my website and sexwithemily.com. It's also on the Bravo website, and Menace is in it. They love Menace. They kept saying, can we get you and Menace go out and have drinks and stuff? So it was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Right? Have you got any more feedback about it?
No, because there's only that quick clip that's been on
I know.
There,
don't so. You want to see more footage?
I want to see more footage. I want to see people talking about it.
Here's the scary thing. If you ever wonder about reality TV, I literally just shot it. I shot it for about 2.5 months. I will never get to see the footage until it airs.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, but the Kardashians the same way. They don't get to.
I don't know how they're editing it together. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to look like. A freak. No. I'll look amazing. But do I practice what I preach? That's what they want to know.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Anybody listening to the show, they would know the answer. I don't have to say anything.
Misadvised.
And then I also got a message from a listener saying that I should get 800 thread count sheets.
Yeah.
800 thread count? They said it feels like. They said it feels like lotion.
It
Isn't
does.
That like silk? Does it feel
like
silk?
It is true, but thread counts are this kind of thing. Like, as long as you get over 500 thread count, you're okay. They've made the 800 thread count because it's like everything. They have like 1,200 thread count, but
really?
I don't think you have to go that high. Get the whole, like,
what's it feel like?
It feels good, but I don't think it feels any different than the 500, to be honest. And it's more sensitive to the washer or dryer.
I'm going 1,200 then.
What do you have now?
I think I have 500.
You probably have 500.
Yeah.
Go to like Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get them somewhere.
For 1,200?
I mean, you could try the 1,200. I think you should get one of these things.
I want the best.
My mom says, and she knows.
Do they have 2,400?
No, I don't know. But my mom says that it's like after you get up past a certain thread count, it's all kind of BS. It's like, what other company does that? Like sun protection. Yeah. Like it used to be like 30 SPF, and now you get like 90 SPF, but they say like after 30 SPF or 40 SPF, it's all the same thing. And I kind of think it's the same thing for thread count, although I do think men should have nice sheets.
Kind of like wine, too. You can get $2 Chuck, and then I can put a $100
it's
bottle
not like
of wine,
wine
right next to it.
That is so not
you
true.
Be
wine
able to
is
tell
better.
The difference.
Wine is wine. No, I know a good bottle of wine when I know a good bottle
of wine.
Oh,
really? We should do a taste
test.
Do
you know I still have 2 bottles of $2 Chuck for next time you come over?
If people don't know what $2 Chuck is, it's this $2 wine that you can buy at Trader Joe's. I don't know if there's Trader Joe's across the country.
There are a lot of places. Michigan. Yeah.
But they sell this $2 wine. It's amazing, but Emily will not drink it because it is $2 wine.
It's not that I won't
she
drink
is way
it.
Above
I don't
the $2
enjoy
wine.
It. I'm not above it. I just don't enjoy it.
Oh. But it's weird that, you know, they've done a taste test with prestigious wine tasting people, and they didn't.
Where
even do
the
it.
Hell did you see these taste tests?
Penn and Teller did it on their TV
so
show.
So one
called,
person did it.
Called bullshit.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that some people wouldn't think it tastes better, but they might not have.
They don't have
a sophisticated palate
like yourself.
Right. I have a sophisticated palate.
Okay.
You do the taste test with me. Let's do it.
All right.
Next time we have our party at my house.
Sounds good.
Okay. Emily, I just want to know something. I masturbate every day. Is that okay or not? From Desmond in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania.
Well, Desmond,
that is totally fine. There is nothing wrong with you. Masturbating every day is completely normal and no problem, nothing to worry about unless it becomes a problem. And you have to do it 15 times a day or it starts to increase. But most of the things that people worry about, if they're normal, you're normal. You're fine. Masturbating every day is healthy. In fact, a lot of guys do masturbate every day.
Every day.
Do you?
Makes you.
You don't masturbate
long.
Every day, do you?
No, I don't have time. I wish.
You don't? You wish you could.
I wish
How
I
many
time.
Times a week do you masturbate?
Probably two or three times a week.
Oh, okay, that's
like
good.
That.
Hey. That's average. I don't know. Whatever. I've been masturbating more because I have all these sex toys that I – all of a sudden I've got this like deluge of sex toys that have been sent my way. And I have to test them out.
I feel that you're going to – I feel that you're going to wear out your vagina with all these.
You think I'm going to wear out my vagina? Yeah. My vagina is going to become like
see
numb.
See how I paused and tried to figure out a different way to say it, but –
But it didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
I've got this really cool vibrator. Another one of our sponsors is Jimmy Jane. And you can go to jimmyjane.com and use coupon code SPRING. And you get $25 off purchases $100 or more. And if you visit Emily's Picks page right from my website, you can see my favorite products. And they have this Form 2. It's called the Jimmy Jane Form 2 vibrator. And it's really powerful and it's really cool looking. And you can leave it by the side of your bed and people will use it. I mean, no one will know that it's a vibrator. And I really like it. I've had it for a while, but I've just been using it lately and I'm really into it. So go to jimmyjane.com, use coupon code SPRING, buy yourself a present, buy your girlfriend a present, whatever. They also have a really good ring for men's penises, a stretchy ring.
Oh, you're really into that.
A vibrating cock ring. I love them. If you've never used and you're looking for a sex toy for couples, the cock ring is amazing because it stretches. It has a little vibrator at the end of it. It's amazing. And it hits the woman's clitoris.
You like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Okay. Okay. Hi there, Emily. I like your iPhone app, Kegel Camp, and I'm using it daily along with my own routine. I think it's very nice to be able to keep track of what you're doing, especially the vibrating with no sounds option, as it lets me do other things while doing my routine. However, I'd like you to introduce the reverse Kegel and integrate it into routines. Have a nice day and great sex.
The Sergio. Reverse Kegel.
Exactly. I didn't even know. So I have an app called Kegel Camp, and you can buy it in the iTunes store, and it is it is for men and women. It helps men have longer, stronger orgasms. It helps men with premature ejaculation. It helps men stay harder longer. And it helps women have stronger orgasms. Kegels do. And they're free and easy to do. And you just buy the app and it's my voice walking you through it. But I've gotten the most lengthy, detailed responses from people, requests from people about what they'd like changed in the app because they love it and they want even more. Mm-hmm. So reverse Kegels are a type of Kegel that helps maintain a longer erection and enjoy a more intense orgasm. While regular Kegel strengthening exercises help to increase control, reverse Kegels help to soften and relax the muscles, as well as push the blood in the penis, so when they do become aroused, the muscles will contract more easily. So how you do a reverse Kegel is you contract the penile muscles. Focus on contracting the muscles near the front of your penis while keeping the rest of the pelvic area as relaxed as possible. Breathe in slow deeply. We'll post this on the blog. I don't feel like reading it right now.
All right.
I'm not in the mood, but go to my website. Okay, we'll post it.
And then
it.
You have like another app. What is it? 101
Sex Tips. 101 Sex Tips from Sex with Emily is another really good app that I'm going to update soon. You should check it out.
And you have a book out.
I have a book called Hot Sex Over
See,
200
let me do
Things.
All the plug and
I love
play.
It. It's called Hot Sex Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. It's selling really well. And here's why. If you are in a relationship or you just are not in a relationship, doesn't matter. The book really does give you 200 things that you can try that are easy to do that will spice up your relationship or your sex life, no matter whether it's the first time you're having sex with someone or the 100th time you're having sex with someone. And it has beautiful illustrations that are kind of hot and sexy.
Cool.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
Buy it
actually,
on Amazon.
The illustrations should be at Comic-Con. They're so good.
I know.
To be honest.
I know.
Are.
They really should be. So I love my book.
Yeah. And I've been working on the sex toy that I'm coming out with it's called the dump truck. In the scientists in Japan have been having some issues with the overheating, but hopefully
shut up, Menace. What the hell is the dump truck anyway? Again, have you even thought about what it is?
I can't tell you until it comes out.
The dump truck. It's so sensual. I love the sound of it. It's really hot.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to move into our topic. So we've got some top. We're going to talk about squirting, aka female ejaculation.
Oh God.
Oh my God. It's true that a lot of men think and women think that it's urine.
It is urine.
It's not. So here's the deal. You may not think it's real or a figment of someone's overzealous imagination, but female ejaculation is real and possibly coming to a woman near you.
Hasn't scientists... Some scientists say it's not real.
Just like the G-spot, yes. There's always people debating that it's not real.
Why
but
would
I'm
they go against
you,
it?
Because what? They go because people go against everything that they could go against. But female ejaculation is real. I've done it. I'll be honest. It's mm-hmm. it's not urine. It doesn't smell like urine. It comes from a totally different place.
Where is this?
The urethra.
Sack of
I'm going to get into
fluids
it.
Fluids located.
Okay, it's okay. So female ejaculation, also known as squirting or gushing, is not
That's
urine.
Sexy.
It is actually near the exact chemical construction as prosthetic fluid. So it's kind of like a male splooge, but uh-huh. it has enough sperm in it.
Really?
You may be thinking, but women don't have prostates. Not true. Only a couple of years ago, the medical establishment admitted the existence of a female prostate. The G-spot is the main ingredient for getting female ejaculate, for getting
they
women
They just
to-
found out women had a prostate like last
yeah,
year?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you serious?
The G-spot is the main ingredient in female ejaculation, and it's no coincidence that the G-spot is exactly the same spot as the male prostate. So they say the G-spot is like the male prostate. But first, you have to find the G-spot. And men are often very proud when they're the catalyst for a squirt orgasm. And this is because it takes a certain touch to procure these special ejaculatory functions. Mm-hmm. Now, menace is like, why would you ever want to do that? But a lot of men think it's hot. A lot of women think it's hot. But it's separate. If you ejaculate, a woman ejaculates, it doesn't necessarily mean she has an orgasm. It's separate.
Oh, that's cool. So I did all this work to make you ejaculate, and then you still have an orgasm.
Yeah.
So now I got to do that too.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow. Good times.
Thanks for
huh?
making it easy. Because see, men were like, men that are listening right now go, oh yeah, I'll jump in, I'll do that. But hey, dude, you want to do that after like the 300th time you've had sex with this chick, you know?
What do you mean? Do they want to do what? The ejaculation?
Because you see, we always get emails like, oh, because I say, oh, I don't want to deal with the mess. And, you know, oh, my God, I have to do all this work to make a girl have an orgasm. But do you think I have that attitude when I'm first having sex with a chick? Probably not. You know, and so these are the attitudes that people email us with being all excited. But you got to think down the road. All right. Your 300th time having sex with this person, you're not going to be like, oh, my God, okay, fine. I finally made her ejaculate. Now I got to make her orgasm.
No,
it's a lot
they
of work.
Can orgasm and ejaculate at the same time.
Okay.
And a lot of times
then
they go hand
they
in hand.
Why don't they just do it? Why do you make me do so much work?
It's not that easy. It's not that easy, Menace. But it's if you're playing with the woman's G-spot, which mm-hmm. is what you need to be doing to have her ejaculate – a lot of women orgasm through their G-spot. So it's a lot of women do orgasm with it, but it is separate. A woman may have always been able to do it, but other women may deliberately learn how to do it either alone or with a partner. So this is how you could do it, okay? If you want to get a squirt out of your lover, your lover, this is for men, you will need to know the precise method and how to achieve the elusive female ejaculation. So here's the deal. Not every woman can ejaculate, so don't be disheartened if it doesn't work as you expect. Mm-hmm. But every woman has the biological anatomy to ejaculate, so it is possible in theory. It may be more difficult for some because of her physical makeup, weak pelvic floor muscles, which means she should be doing her Kegel exercises, inability to relax. That's a big one. A lot of women don't have orgasms and don't ejaculate or anything because they're so stressed out or they're inside their head too much. And women need to relax in order to have orgasms. So it takes practice. You have to really practice to learn how to ejaculate. And it's she can practice on her own. You can practice together. So before you start, she needs to go to the bathroom and empty her bladder. So there will be no concern that this is urine. Okay?
Pee-pee.
So she has to pee. Then your job, Menace, as a man, mm-hmm. is to turn her on. Do it however you want. Use foreplay, go down on her, play with her breasts, kiss her neck, stroke her thighs.
Throw, you know, some Christian Louboutins at her and go, here you go, bitch.
Whatever turns her on.
Enjoy. You're turned on. Now, can I receive?
You do
can
foreplay.
Can I receive fellatio now?
Come Thank on, you. Menace. You like foreplay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you such
I know,
a hard time.
I know, and
yeah,
I know, and I can't
course.
Breathe.
Of course, I set all the candles and I make out with her for at least 45 minutes.
Good.
And then I go down on her for about 2 hours.
That's awesome. That's so hot.
Then I play with her breasts for another 3 hours before I even penetrate.
Right.
That's usual lovemaking.
Yeah, like 6 hours.
Me.
That's
yeah.
really hot.
That's how I get down.
I know. That's how you get down. You better leave and get started now for your
yeah.
sex this weekend.
And then I take a nap.
And then you nap. That's so sweet. You're so giving.
I am that giving.
Well, if you want to find her G-spot, this is going to take some work.
Well, yeah. Tell me
That's our
about
next
it.
App is the G-spot locator. Okay, so how you find her G-spot, and she might know where it is. Hopefully, if you're a woman, you know what your G-spot is and you found it. You can do this by feeling the front inside wall of her vagina with a lubed finger or two, about one finger length up. The G-spot has a different texture from the rest of the vaginal muscles and may feel rough or raised. It is easy to feel when she is aroused because it swells with fluid and blood. So a lot of times, women, in order to feel the G-spot, she needs to be already stimulated. So you need to already stimulate her clitorally or in other ways, play with her breasts, kiss her neck, whatever turns her on. But you feel it. It's in the upper third of the vagina, and it's like a come hither motion if you stick your fingers inside, and it's like reach going towards her belly button, and it feels rough and raised. And so then you got to touch her G-spot. Focus on the front wall of the vagina, explore with lube fingers. Push under G-spot and see how it feels. A lot of women think that when they get pressure on their G-spot, it feels like they have to urinate. But as long as her bladder is empty, this won't happen. And that's when she's feeling normal. So go within. Don't try to stop. Okay, the next thing about female ejaculation, now you've found the G-spot, introduce a toy or keep using your fingers. So you can use a toy or your fingers. So this consists of keeping her aroused and firmly stimulating the G-spot with either your fingers or a firm toy with a curved end. They make a lot of G-spot toys just for the G-spot. I just got one from Good Vibes, and I'm going to check that out. And until she feels she's ready. You can use your penis, but it's not a good idea to find it the first time with your penis. So she needs to be relaxed and let it flow. It may help her to push with her PC muscles. If she feels it coming on but nothing seems to be happening, this will push it out. Keep stimulating her and keep communicating about how it feels. So it's all about you keep putting pressure on the G-spot. And she might feel like she has to urinate, but then she can have an orgasm and then she might ejaculate.
How much pressure do you need on your G-spot?
Not much pressure, but firm pressure. Not hard pressure, but firm. And keep consistent.
It looks like you put your fingers out like you're doing a painting.
Yeah. Like finger painting, like this, consistent. So once she starts to ejaculate, a clear fluid will squirt or sprinkle out of her urethra. It can be a lot, about a quarter cup sometimes, or it may be a good idea to keep. So it's a good idea to keep a towel handy.
I like a 2-liter.
You got to keep a towel handy, Menace.
A 2-liter. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Try clean that up.
Some women do. I mean, some women have a lot. I know.
Okay.
I felt like
I was in the deep end of a swimming pool.
When what?
When she was ejaculating.
Did that happen to you?
Yes. I felt like I was drowning.
Really?
Yes.
What'd you do? Did you leave? Did you wrap her up in the sheets and throw her in the what'd you do?
What is this? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't say anything.
I want to get you these. They make these sport sheets now.
What?
You did? You're the worst kind of guy. You're the worst kind of dude. I don't even know why I'm here.
What? I'm just joking. God, I was thinking that stuff. I didn't say it out loud.
But you didn't think it was kind of hot?
No.
Because what if you were in her bed and her bed got all wet?
I still wouldn't think, oh my God, I am so erect because of it. No, I wouldn't think it was hot, but I wouldn't care.
Okay, well, a lot of men do think it's hot.
I don't care.
So just remember, use your toys or use your fingers. It might not happen the first time, but women can learn to ejaculate. And there's also like DVDs and you can watch online and there's stuff you could do.
Squirting.com? I'm sure that's available.
There is squirting.com. I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Okay. Next thing we're going to talk about is things that all guys want in bed.
And
there's 10 of them. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them. But
I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you if they're true or not.
Okay.
All right.
Hit me. Ready?
What you got?
He wants a girl who can turn herself on. As you know, women need to get revved up. Although your man may be more than willing to pull out all the stops to get you hot, he wouldn't mind if you gave yourself a running start. To give your libido a boost, draw on the same sources of inspiration you use during your solo missions, during masturbation. Once his seduction scheme begins, close your eyes, fantasize about a hot encounter you had with your man or even some other dude. So do you think that's true that a guy wants a girl who can turn herself on? You'd love that, dude.
Yeah.
You'd love a girl who could have sex with herself, probably.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. He wants sex to be fun. Unfortunately, real life romps aren't as seamless as they are in the movies. If you get hung up on a mishap, it will ruin the mood. But if you both laugh, it becomes a light bonding moment. So make a silly bet to be paid off by sexual favors or play a board game in bed and then agree the loser
guys
has
want
to whatever.
That?
Guys want sex to be fun. Do you think sex should be fun?
That we're like joking around and stuff.
Yeah, frisky, fun. It's more about, you know, it's like just like.
Well, do you know what's funny is like when women
try to be comfortable with someone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I want to like, you know, do Dave Chappelle stand up while I'm having sex. Like, I don't.
Right.
You know, that doesn't really.
But you could like play sex games.
But a woman trying to be sexy, I find hilarious.
How does she do that?
Where, you know, she
like does the porn star moan?
Yeah, she's just doing the porn star moan or like trying to give the, you know, sexy face and stuff like
and
that.
And you laugh at her. That's when you laugh. That's when sex is funny to you.
What are you doing?
Women cannot win with you. They can't ejaculate. They can't look sexy. They can't demand oral sex. You don't want to find their G-spot.
Yeah.
What do they make them? Order you pizza or something?
Oh, and yeah, that would be good.
Change the channels?
Delicious.
Okay.
No, I can have sex with them and have fun. It's all good, you know.
It's all good, baby. Whatever. Okay. He wants you to drop hints. When it comes to pleasing the woman in their lives, every man he wishes he had ESP.
Correct.
Extra sexual perception. But the truth is your libidinous longings can be baffling. Give erotic instruction with positive reinforcement.
Correct.
Men all want – women should give instructions. Guys do not know what the hell you want. Every woman is different. If a man has seen 100 vaginas, those vaginas all want something different. It's true.
Yeah.
And so you as a woman and you know what you want, you know what you need, and you're like afraid because, oh, he's going to think I'm easy or he's going to think blah, blah, blah. Just friggin' tell him what you want already. Just be like, go to the left, go to the right, stick your mouth in it, put your finger in it, do whatever. And like, tell him. Okay. Next thing guys want, they say, is he wants to watch. For men, what they see is almost as good as what they get. So make sure to give him an eyeful. Sex next to a mirror, you and girl on top position, or if you're feeling brave, touching yourself in front of him. So do you get turned on by like sex in front of a mirror or if she's touching herself? A lot of men do.
Do I get turned on? No.
You don't get turned on by sex in front of a mirror?
No. I don't.
How about if a woman's touching herself?
Nope.
That doesn't make you hot. Okay.
It doesn't. I'm not playing around either.
I don't even feel like you're the right guy for this job right now.
Why? Why? Oh, I should be a guy that, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do anything to get laid, and everything you do is sexy, and oh, my God, I'm so horny. Like, go, whatever. Just go find some fucking perv then. You know, I'm being totally honest.
I know you are, honey. I'm just kidding. Yeah? I'm teasing you. Can I tease you, man? No. Two buck chat. Can't tease me.
Hey, look here, essay. I am just giving you the real deal.
Okay, but I'm telling you from my experience, and I've had sex with some men. Mm-hmm. That a lot of men are turned on by women touching themselves, sex in front of a mirror so you can see visual. Men are very visual, so are women. So it can be very hot. Okay. Next thing guy wants, he wants you to be naughty. Even if you're the bad girl at heart, you might hold back with your guy, but men want to see that no holds barred side of you. They just don't want to offend you by asking for it.
Yes.
You want her to be naughty? How? Give me an example of something a woman did that was naughty.
That's naughty. Well, I don't even like that word.
I know what I mean.
I mean, yeah, if a girl, you know, is, you know, trying to grab my crotch at, you know, at the house or something like that, you know.
Oh, she makes the
or
moves.
Or she's a little aggressive, yeah.
She's aggressive. Yeah, I think that one of the number one complaints I hear from men is that women don't make enough first moves.
Yeah, they don't.
Right? Is it true? Like, do you feel like the burden's totally on you?
Totally. And then, you know, again, sometimes you feel like, am I being a perv right now? I don't know. What am I doing?
Right, because she's not reacting and she's waiting for you to make the move.
Do I look like a weirdo or a freak, you know?
Right, I got it.
It's terrible.
So women should make the first move.
And then they tell you later, it's like, oh. And then the women tell you later, like a couple years later when it's already over, oh, you should have made a move that night. I told you I totally wanted to bang you, blah, blah. What? Why didn't you just tell me that you wanted to bang? Like, why didn't we just go to the hotel and hook up?
Because the first time, women want you to make the move oftentimes.
Whores? I mean, lovely, classy women. Upstanding.
They're not whores.
I have nothing but respect.
Okay. Another thing guys all want. He wants a, wow, what was that experience? To separate yourself from the pack, you'll need to move a bit, you'll need to pull a move so wild, he won't be able to stop thinking about it the next day. Now, you don't have to bust out a complicated trick by best used by yoga instructors. Just tweak an old standby stay, switching between oral sex and intercourse with him blindfolded. We know how you feel about blindfolds. But wouldn't you like to have an experience with a woman? Haven't you ever had an experience with a woman where the next day you were thinking about it still?
Yeah.
If you could remember, if you weren't blacked out.
No. I saw it. Were you thinking about it the next day? Yeah. I've had some experience where I think about it years later.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So some of the things that women can do is blindfold him. Give him amazing oral
sex. You like
blindfolds. Do a strip tease.
You love being like tied up and put
into. But I never am. I'm never tied up enough.
Like a sex box. Like a box. You just put in like a little cage. You're like into all that kind of stuff,
I've never been put in a cage. But I would be into it maybe.
You like one of those like masks that have zippers on the lips and stuff like that.
No, I feel like though I would like to try more of that stuff. But it just hasn't been happening lately for me. But I think I have done things to guys where they were like, holy crap, what did you just do? Oh, my God, that was so hot last night. And usually those things involve like dressing up or just giving him a killer blowjob or, yeah, blindfolding him so he doesn't know what comes next. You know, the thing about blindfolding a man or a woman is that when you turn off one sense, all the other senses become more heightened. So if he can't see, she can't see, then that means your touch is going to be more sensitive. Smell, taste, sound. So blindfolding is big. That's why I like it. Okay. He wants you to mix things up. Repetition can make once hot sex sessions seem ho-hum. Any change in speed, pressure, or position will make the act more interesting and pleasurable. True. Mm. Don't you want it to move up and be all different all the time?
Yeah, totally. I don't want to do the same.
The same old, same
position,
old.
The same missionary style in the same wrestling moves that I do.
Right.
I usually do the, it's called a moonsault. You know what that is?
No.
Where I do a backflip off the corner of the bed and land on top of the woman.
I cannot see you doing that.
Oh, really? Don't think I can pull it off?
No, you might crush her or something.
Oh, crush her. Okay, so you're saying I'm overweight.
No, any guy would crush her. I'm not saying it. Just Mr. Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. something.
What? Why can't I like Taco Bell? I was at Taco Bell the other day.
And how was it?
A listener recognized me.
Shut up.
Yeah, as I was eating my Doritos Locos Tacos, you know what that is?
No.
Not that I'm a stoner, but it's a stoner's paradise. It is it's a taco, a Taco Bell taco, and the shell is a Dorito chip.
Sounds awful.
It's amazing. A Doritos chip is the shell of the taco. How is that?
A Dorito should just be a Dorito.
But there's a fucking taco in the middle.
I know, but I don't even know. That doesn't sound good to me. Because
how
Dorito,
does that not sound
because
good?
Because Doritos are so flavorful and like bursting with like.
Yeah.
Like taste, like imagine, not even a good flavor.
Imagine some meat and some sour cream and cheese.
Oh my God,
lettuce,
I'm getting nauseous right now.
Why?
And I'm already full from lunch still.
So
have I told
good.
You that? So a listener from this show recognized you?
No, my other show, but.
And they were like, because you're at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You should be their friggin' mascot instead of that
I
stupid
be
chihuahua.
So bad.
Didn't it used to be that chihuahua?
The chihuahua was like 15 years ago, but yeah.
Well, whatever. They need a new one. The chihuahua probably died.
I would love to be a spokesperson for them.
I can't believe you're eating a Dorito taco. That sounds
nasty. Why? It's so good.
Sounds nasty.
You're high right now.
I wish. Okay. He wants Nookie out of nowhere.
Oh, God. Where?
For a spontaneous.
Who's writing this crap? Nookie?
I didn't
really?
Write it. I'm just telling you. For a spontaneous seduction, ask him to pull over to a deserted spot for a roadside ramp when you're driving home one night or at a party. Take him into the back bedroom and closet.
I like
basically,
this.
Basically, guys like that.
Like that. Guy, but if she says Nookie, then it's out.
I'm just saying it because
say,
Nookie out of nowhere.
Here,
it's alliteration. Nookie. It's alliteration. Nookie nowhere. Whatever. Okay. Forgot it.
Yeah.
So the point is that I know a lot of men, and you've said this before, like you want a woman to walk in the door, pull down your pants, and give you a blowjob.
Yeah.
Like, without even saying hello.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of things we're talking about, that men would like women to be more spontaneous, maybe a oral
more
sex,
aggressive.
Pull over, more aggressive, pull over in the car, you know, pull the car over and take down his pants or want to do something like that. But guys can also give roadhead too, you know.
What? As they're driving?
No, she's driving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying you could do both. What? What were you going to say about that one?
Have you ever done that?
What?
I was trying to think how this is possible.
Going down on a woman?
As she's driving. How is that even possible?
No, I haven't had that, but I've had a guy's fingers inside me as I was driving.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's done that.
But anything spontaneous that you could just like when he's least expected. I just hear this from men all the time that when you're least expecting sex to happen and she takes you, it's women.
Yeah, like I want a chick that just picks me up and say, hey, I got this hotel room. We're going to go party in it right now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love.
Right. So you have to do all the work. Because men are left doing the work all the time.
All the time. Don't you see why I'm exhausted? I gotta cater to you guys all the time.
You're exhausted
and then you don't
from
give
the Dorito
me...
Taco Bell. No, it's not good for your health.
Effing good, man.
Okay. We should get Taco Bell as a sponsor.
I would stick my dick in that taco anytime.
Really?
Yeah.
That would turn you on?
I would.
Ugh. What if she stuck your dick in a taco and then she sucked your dick without the taco?
I would be jealous because I would want some of the taco.
Oh, you'd be pissed.
Yeah.
You'd want to suck your own penis. That was a bad analogy. Excuse me.
It was.
Okay.
My bitch eating my taco? I want to eat the taco while getting fellatio.
Oh, you'd be in heaven then.
Oh, my God.
And then Jersey Shore on television?
Fuck yeah, dude. And I would know that I could marry this chick if I'm eating the taco. Because you know when you eat a taco, like, shit goes all over the place. Like... you know, some of the lettuce and cheese and stuff like that. If I was eating that and she was giving me fellatio and the taco was, pieces of the taco was falling on her head and she wasn't tripping, she just kept on going, then that's a chick you should marry.
What if the pieces of taco are falling on your bed?
Because I'm pissed.
Right, because you're such a neat freak.
Yeah. Well, we would have to be doing this like over a tarp.
You need to like get a tarp. You
need a
sex tarp. They make sex tarps.
Sex tarp?
Like they're like called sport sheets and they're just for like crazy wet sex lube. I'm a huge fan of lube, as you know, lubricants. Mm-hmm. I think everybody should have lube on their nightstand. It makes sex, it enhances
well, they made
the experience.
They made this spray that's totally waterproof. They've made Levi's jeans. They put it all over the fabric.
Oh, right.
You can throw a bucket of water at these
and you don't
pants
get wet?
And they don't get wet.
That's
the water
amazing.
Just falls right off.
What does that have to do with lubricant, though?
No, I'm saying that I should put those on my sheets and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
we're back. Yes, yeah. You should get a bunch, string together a bunch of Levi's jeans.
And then I can just vacuum it off.
Yeah, you could vacuum it off. You could use lube. You could have women ejaculate all over you. And you could eat Taco Bell all you want. And then you could just shake it off and get in bed. Mm-hmm. I think you should do that.
Sounds
but they
good.
Make these things called sport sheets, and they're just for messy sex.
Sport sheets.
I'll get you one. I promise. Okay, the next thing all guys want, but I don't know if we all agree with this, is, okay, we're going through them. He wants to take you. The best way to bring out the sexy beast in a guy is to initiate some take me, I'm yours action or allow him to rip your clothes off.
Yeah, and then he can just do what he wants. And
do you
want
to just take a girl and just be able to do whatever you want? You want to rip, take her?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not all
okay,
the time. These are all about variety. This is about variety.
This is what I want sometimes, okay? All right. Sometimes I'll put in the work and make you happy. I'll do that most of the time. Let's say 80% of the time.
Okay.
Okay?
But what do you mean by put in the work and make her happy? Go down on her or whatever?
Yeah, and make you, you know, make sure you orgasm and all that stuff. The other 20% of the time, sometimes I just want to take you and have sex with you.
And not worry about her pleasure.
And worry about your pleasure. Right. I just want to be able to, you know,
right.
You know, orgasm.
Right.
Like super quick. And that's it. Like, just let me do that sometimes.
You
not
should.
Just like every single time I have to.
I know. And women want that sometimes. I think this is a really interesting point that we're bringing up, that women and men sometimes it should just be about her and sometimes it should just be about him. And that is such a pleasure if you're like, I think it's hot when I, like, if I'm having sex with someone, I'm like, no, I just want you to have an orgasm. Like, don't worry about me. Or if vice versa. If he's like, I'm just going to go down on you and I don't care about sex. Like, it's such a relief because often we think that we got to get what we give. We got to give back. He's going down on me. I got to go down on him. But to make it like, no, babe, this is just about your orgasm. And it kind of exonerates you from all other kinds of pressure to perform and to make this person happy. I think it's a good thing. We should all practice that in our relationships. like, tonight, men, it's all about you. I'm going to bring you a nice fresh Dorito taco.
I would love that.
I'm going to, you know, perform oral sex on you.
God.
I'm going to let you watch TV all night long. Yeah, right? And nothing about me. Like, I'm just going to be your indentured servant.
Good. What, does that ever happen with you? Would you ever do that?
To a guy? Yeah,
no.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I've for sure had sex with a guy where I'm like, I don't even care if I orgasm right now. I'm not going to orgasm.
Yeah, but you say that in the middle of sex, but it wasn't like in
No,
like,
you're right.
In
it
the
should
beginning.
Be more intentional. No, I've given guys blowjobs and just said, this is just about you having a blowjob, and I don't really want
anything else. Well, you're doing the Lord's work then.
I am doing the Lord's work. I'm a good person like that. I'm very giving.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, what?
A little off topic, but do you think this would get me laid? My listeners on the other show I do are actively pursuing to get me the key to the city of the town that I grew up in.
Okay.
So do you think that would get me laid? If I walked around, because I was thinking if
I
got...
Do you want to get laid in the town you grew up in?
No. But I got a key to the city. If I got a key to the city and I wore it around like on a chain and stuff, do you think that would get me
laid?
Like
a big gold chain? No. And especially
if I said,
hey, California?
Yeah. It's like, look, I got a key to the city. You
yeah.
Think that would get me
and
laid?
I got a key to the restroom around the corner. Like, who cares?
You're not impressed that I got the key to the city.
Did you get it or you're working on it? And
I mean,
no, I'm not impressed. It's a hypothetical key. It's not even a real key. It doesn't open anything. It's just for pomp and circumstance.
I got an email from the mayor.
The mayor said, I'll give you a key?
Well, he said he's looking into getting me a key. He's got several keys. No, he said they've only done it twice in the history of the city. Only done it twice.
You don't even like the city you grew up in.
I love Newark. What are you talking about?
Oh, you do?
I love the two places. Like, yeah.
Okay.
There's never been one city
yeah,
that
Menace,
I don't like.
Then you'd really get laid if you just bop that key around, put on a big gold chain or something.
You're not impressed with a man that got a key to the city.
Nope. Well, what city? Maybe San Francisco.
Wow.
But not Newark. Okay.
You know Walt Disney, he got a key to the city of San Francisco? Just thought I'd throw it out there.
You and your San Francisco facts. One more thing we got to say is he wants the number 10 thing he wants is number 10, number 10. He wants you to do nothing sometimes. On the flip side, men prefer it when you take over. Lying back, well, chick, whatever. So sometimes she just wants you to take over. That's what we got to say.
That's good. And you want to be able to take over sometimes.
Everyone should share and do everything. Okay, that's sex for today. We learned a lot. Thanks, everyone, for
listening. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
And follow you on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. Love you. Mean it.
See you next week.